Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, On Duties 3:35. If we are born for moral rectitude, and if that is either the only thing worth seeking, as Zeno thought, or at least to be esteemed as infinitely outweighing everything else, as Aristotle holds, then it necessarily follows that the morally right is either the sole good or the supreme good. Now, that which is good is certainly expedient. Consequently, that which is morally right is also expedient. We're now presented with a formal argument to defend the conclusion that there is no difference between what is expedient or beneficial and what is morally right. Notice that Cicero says that the argument goes through regardless of whether one is a Stoic or a Peripatetic, as he thinks the differences between the two schools are minimal. Let us take a look at the crucial premise of the argument. We are born for moral rectitude, meaning that acting virtuously is the most fundamental thing about a human being. One way to reject the argument is, of course, to deny this premise, which is precisely what the Epicureans do, substituting their own favorite premise, that we're born to seek pleasure and avoid pain. As a modern evolutionary biologist interested in human nature, I'd say that both schools got something right, and yet neither is quite on target. It is certainly the case that we naturally seek pleasure and avoid pain, but those inborn instincts have been built into us by natural selection in order to further our survival and reproduction. It is also the case that we are naturally pro-social, what the Stoics call virtues. But that pro-social instinct has also been bred into us by natural selection, since we're social animals, dependent on others for both survival and reproduction. The Stoics are a bit closer to the mark than the Epicureans, though, because for an animal that lives in groups, it isn't that far-fetched to argue that whatever is beneficial to the animal is also virtuous, meaning pro-social, and vice versa. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please visit us at anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations and click on the support button. Thank you.